USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Monday sides with high school football coach Joe Kennedy in a First Amendment case about prayer at the 50-yard line. In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court saying the public school district violated the coach's free speech and exercise rights when it barred him from praying on the field after games. Kennedy's attorney Paul Clement joins Fox and Friends and says he's amazed this case went all the way to the Supreme Court.
It is so bizarre to me. Something so simple as taking a knee for, 15 seconds in thanks after a football game is made this much noise and all the way to the Supreme Court. It seems just weird to me.
Talks about reviving the Iran nuclear deal are set to continue this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
Police arrested dozens of pro-abortion agitators at protests across the country after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade on Friday. Police dispersed a crowd of 7,000 protesters in Phoenix after some protesters attempted to breach the doors of the Arizona Senate building. Protests are also taking place outside the homes of justices. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says that in the past, he also had protests at his home.
It really shows that the radical left has become very anti-democratic. What they don't want is they don't want the people to have any say when it comes to laws protecting life and the regulation of abortion.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's war with Russia must end by winter. Zelensky remotely spoke to President Biden and other world leaders attending the G7 summit in Germany Monday. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
President Biden signed a gun reform bill into law before heading to Europe for the G7 summit. The bill toughens requirements for young Americans buying guns and provides funds to boost mental health support and school security. The bill also encourages states to create red flag laws, which lets courts temporarily take away guns from dangerous individuals. New Mexico already has a red flag law, and Sierra County Sheriff Glenn Hamilton says he will not follow it.
I can tell you right now, a temporary restraining order issued to an individual that says you can voluntarily turn your firearms in 48 hours is not going to be adhered to at all. How is allowing an individual self-compliance with an order who is not thinking correctly, how is that saving the community? How is that in any way, shape, or form solving the problem?
That audio courtesy of CNN. One young woman is dead and another is in surgery after a customer shot them because he didn't like how much mayonnaise they put on his sandwich. It happened at a convenience store near downtown Atlanta where the women were working at a Subway sandwich counter. And finally, the Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions for the first time in 21 years. The Avs winning the Cup with a 2-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning Sunday in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.